97.9.
All right, off we go. It is the end of the week, and it's time now for your Guadalupe Square. Just like the Hollywood Squares, only done somewhere very close to Guadalupe. It's a long story. It's time now for your host, Mr. Creepy Bergeron. Creepy!
Thank you, Johnny. Starting in the top left corner, he's hiring a new FBI director. It's President Trump, everybody.
That's right. I've looked all over the place for an FBI director that will do exactly as I say and investigate the things I want investigated. One of those things is my probes into Russia.
You're going after Russia?
Yes. I want to probe them. I want to get into this. I'm going to do this. And I'm looking to hire a Jew because that makes me look good. So Jew Lieberman is first on my list.
You should say it like
that. He's right here next to me. Jew, you want to say anything?
What an honor all to be.
That's enough. All right. That's enough talking out of you. I tell you when to speak, how to speak, and how to speak it. It's going to be great. See me with Henry Kissinger earlier this week. It was great sitting next to that mound of humanity.
He's
that guy.
Melting.
Also a Jew. And that's what I know. Jews are tight-lipped.
Does everybody have to do a vow to you? Or?
Two things Jews don't do. Yeah. Spend money or say things they're not supposed to. Keep it down, Jews. They don't leak. Jews don't leak. But these other guys like the Titanic, these Gentiles, they leak like crazy.
They have to make a pledge to Donald Trump.
Get some of that flex spray on everybody but a Jew. Lieberman's got the gig.
Top middle square. He's the last one. We have to protect him. It's Eddie Vedder in the top middle.
Time for me to be hermetically sealed in a safe box somewhere.
All your friends are dying, Eddie.
Everyone's going so quickly, and it's unbelievable. All these brilliant rock stars, and you know why? It's because the trees.
What? What's it got to do with trees?
So many trees are being knocked down, and Chris Cornell didn't want to live in a world without trees. And I mean, I didn't have that on any good authority, but I can only assume that it's just crushing him.
Why are you still here?
And Garbage Island, all the things. I'm here to solve all of Earth's problems. You didn't know that?
What is the key to long life and grunge?
Key to long life and grunge is to avoid heroin and hanging yourself. It seems to be working for me.
It's a good move, I think.
Two for two.
Top right square.
I'm gonna save the planet. The tree's back. Plant a tree in honor of Chris today. Go Cubbies.
It's Chewbacca's birthday. He's 73. Peter Mayhew. So Darth Vader is here to celebrate. Sing him a little song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. My big furry buddy. How are ya? Who's 140 today? Who's 140? You are, big fella.
He's 73, Darth.
You are. No, the guy in the suit is.
Yeah, he's 73.
He's 73. Chewie's 140. We have a quicker spin around the old sun than you do. Only 230 day year where we're from.
We have a different sun.
We have a different sun, a whole different setup. But we still use the same language and stuff. It's a long
process. What happened to your mask? Is it broken or something?
Yeah, something's going on here. I forgot my mask thing, so I've got this temporary deal. The rest of it's over at Legends Auto
Collision. You think Toledo will find you your mask?
Yeah, Toledo, if you could give me a hand there. Instead of, checking your fantasy baseball stats and paying off your Desert Schools bills. You get to work here.
Chicken taco, recipes.
What? Oh, yeah, I was reading those the other day, wasn't he? Yeah. Well, he's making them for Chewie's big fat birthday. Ewok tacos.
Oh, there it is. Look at that.
Ewokos.
Sound better now.
I love those Ewokos, you know. Happy birthday, Chewbacca. What do you want to do, little fella? Well, I haven't built the third Death Star, so you can't blow that up, buddy. But that's a good wish, Dick.
In the middle left square, apparently there's a new show with Bubbles on the Netflix. We got Michael Jackson in the house. Are you worried, Michael, about this show?
That monkey and I were best friends. I brought my own little Chewbacca, didn't I? He doesn't remember nothing.
He's cute.
Oh, he's adorable. Oh, the things he's seen are so amazing. Hey, let's practice what he'll do in court.
Okay.
Bubbles, in a courtroom, what would you say about me with little children? He said, nothing ever happened, everything was fine, I was there.
Didn't seem like that.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he got a little fired up.
He's a monkey.
Oh, you taught him some moves.
He just singing one of my hits.
Oh, okay.
That's all. He's fun. He's a groovy monkey.
How's death treating you?
Come on. Pretty good. It's hotter than I thought.
Middle square. He's the inappropriate marketing genius, Brady Bogan, in the middle square.
Oh, yeah. Taking advantage of all the headlines to try to get you to wander in the door at Porkopolis. I say this. Sometimes your ribs don't have enough sauce. Well, call the Spoon Man and have him lather it up.
Brady, that's not in good taste.
Oh, boy, try this weekend Suicide Hot Wings in honor of the big events this week. Suicide Hot Wings on special. Drown me slowly in delicious sauces. I'm the inappropriate pitch man, Porkopolis.
Shouldn't be doing that, Brady.
Hey, I know John Holmberg's watching his weight from the old RM3. He should come down and try our Soundgarden salads.
The Tyco.
Why are you wearing that Soundgarden t-shirt?
I don't know. It's just these days' events. You got to keep things up. Oh, you know what I like to have for lunch today on specialty? Cornell beef brisket and mash. Delicious.
You have no shame, Brady. No shame.
This menu at Porkopolis will be sure to end any hunger strike. I have no boundaries.
Middle right square. Everything's based in racism. They're out to get him. It's Bill Cosby, everyone.
See, when it comes down to it, America has never given me a fair shake because I'm black. I've never been accepted in this country because of the color of my skin, and that's why this witch hunt is happening.
White people loved you in the 80s.
Never. You can't ever.
We bought Cosby sweaters.
There's no proof that anybody ever liked me because of my color. I've always been second-class citizen in white America, and why
for you.
This is happening. It's because it's racism, and they want to take me down because I'm a black man. It has nothing to do with facts or figures or people or the fact
or
that
the
some
fact,
of the
yeah, that
women
you
are black
people?
And some of the girls that I may or may not have raped weren't white. But that's it. It's the dark square. I'm the only dark one here. That's not fair. Michael Jackson is white now.
We may have a little bit... Well, we may have too many rapists.
Don't forget
in the
dry Jell-O pudding pops.
We got Bill Cosby, Michael Jackson, and then Brady in the middle. I don't know.
Delicious after you have the Temple of the Footlong hot dog at Porkopolis. You see, it's delicious. And get my Temple of the Footlong hot dog; it'll be delightful as well.
Sorry for putting you in the middle of that, Brady.
I tried to give you pills.
The bottom left square. It's Brady's secret square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Yeah, fools! It's my birthday.
Oh, this is a tough
my one. Prediction for my birthday. Pain. Because
right.
I'm 65. It hurts all over.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking Treat good. Your mama right.
Yeah.
Respect With, your mom.
Yeah, we're going to bust you up.
Bottom middle square.
Yeah.
He's got a birthday. He's very old and dead. It's Jimmy Stewart, everyone.
Right. For whatever reason, I put me in a square. I've been dead for 30 years.
Do you think the millennials know who you are?
Around Christmas time, I'm the crazy gray guy.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, guy! I've done other things.
Really? Like what?
I did a lot of a Carson show.
Oh.
What did you do with the money?
What are you talking about? It's in your house, and it's in his house.
Where's that Potter
It's gone.
At?
The money.
The money's not gone. It's everywhere here in the falls.
Niagara Falls?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on. I'm still relevant here.
I don't know about
Every Christmas, people know.
It's May, though.
When Mr. Smith went to Washington.
Not my Washington, not that Mr. Smith. I'd have had him removed. Lieberman, investigate the weird dead guy.
I'm going to Porkopolis today. I'm going to try the Ty Cobb salad.
Oh, no. It's
on special. Thanks for the few bucks, Brady.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas to you!
Porkopolis!
Bottom right square. It's our boss, Trip Reeb, rolling his eyes in middle square.
Hey, anything for a buck, right?
Yeah, sorry about that, Trip.
Way to capitalize on current events, Brady. I wish I'd have worked here 17 years ago so I could have gone to your 9/11 beef sale. 9 pounds for 11 bucks, I'm guessing.
Can you fire Brady for that?
Yeah.
Think so?
Probably. I can fire Brady for whatever I want.
That's the way I like a guy to run a business. Great work, Trip. You're on my team, right?
Yeah. Oh, man, do I like Trump. He just rolled over in his chair.
We got Tiffany and Shannon the boy.
Well, that's rude. What are you, Tarzan's kid?
Man, Shannon the boy.
Shannon the boy.
Tiffany, are you there?
I am.
All right, Shannon the boy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, if I just go Tiffany and Shannon, I'll get confused. Maybe I'll think Tiffany's the
one. That's right. It could go the other way for you. All right, Tiffany, go ahead. Pick a square.
I pick Vader.
Oh, okay.
Vader or Vader?
All right, wow.
Vader?
Oh,
Darth Vader.
One of the V's.
I seem to Darth recognize Vader. Your face.
You like Pearl Jam?
Haunting, familiar, yeah.
Duet,
can't
awesome.
Seem to place it. Cannot find... You know...
Hello?
It's like... Hello. It's like you were the... It's like you were the... You were the reason I wrote Alive.
You're lying.
Songs, you said. Have I got a little story for you? What you thought was your daddy was actually me. I am your father, Eddie Vader.
Sorry about putting you guys next to each other. We got these squares all messed up today. I apologize.
I am Vader. Darth Eddie Vader. Even right. Flow. That's why we put vents in the Death Star. Without them, they'll blow. But it blew anyway. Yeah, yeah.
It's Chewbacca's birthday. You guys sing to Chewbacca, will you?
Someday, Chewbacca, you'll go all the way. All right, Eddie, back off. You have a sister, Eddie.
What?
Yes, you didn't know it. A twin sister.
What's her name?
And Princess Leia. Come on, pay attention.
Sorry.
Glorified version of a big tauntaun.
It's not Courtney Love? That would suck, wouldn't it?
No, it is not Courtney Love. Good God. Of all the people from Seattle, that one's still going. Did anyone have that in the death pool? She came in fifth.
Wow. Yeah, amazing.
Didn't see it.
All here's your question, Lord Vader.
Yes.
True or false, there are two female fighter pilots in the original Star Wars trilogy. True or false?
Maybe, but they didn't last very long. They got lost. We didn't have navigation yet.
Really? All those computers in there?
Yeah, never thought of it. I mean, how do you put roads out there? You can go anywhere.
That's true. Yeah. Good point.
I mean, where do you know where to make a left when you're just floating?
Han Solo is always putting coordinates into a computer.
Coordinates don't tell you where to go. That's where the ship ends up.
Oh.
If a woman is in charge of putting the coordinates in, guess what? You're lost. I'm going to go ahead and say that is not true. That is absolute craziness.
All right, he says false. Do you agree?
I like the way that guy runs a business.
I agree.
That's right, it is false. X gets a square.
You got to grab him by the space pee.
All right, boy Shannon, you're up. Pick a square.
Eddie Vedder
in the top middle square.
Haven't heard from you in a while. It's been a little bit since my father just revealed himself. You know, I never actually met my dad.
Is he a Cubs fan, too?
He is a Cubs fan.
Yeah?
He's a big-time Cubs fan, aren't you, Pop? I'm not a real big baseball guy. Got a lot on my plate.
Maybe he's a tree.
Maybe he is a tree. Wouldn't it be great if I was of the tree? Aren't we all just trees?
Like Groot?
We come from trees. I am Groot. I like to sing a song of that.
About Groot?
I am Groot. You are Groot. We're all Groot together.
Hit.
Smash it. There's another great Pearl Jam moment. I am Groot. You are Groot. We are Groot. Hot cousin. Check it and see.
Here's your question, Eddie.
I got a fever in my family.
True or false? Barry Manilow wrote the jingle for State Farm, Like a Good Neighbor. Is that true or false?
Barry Manilow wrote the jingle, Like a Good Neighbor. Like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. Glorified neighbor of a State Farm employee.
Yeah, luckily you didn't write it.
Work it out, Eddie.
You know what I'm going to do this weekend?
What's that?
Fly.
Okay.
Given to fly. Given to fry pickles at Porkopolis this weekend.
Oh, no. He paid you, too?
Thank
or
you.
Or did he trade with you? What did
Would've
he trade?
Tuned in, but he tuned out.
Did he give you free pork?
Wave came crashing like a fish to the jaw. Deliver those wings and look at him now. Porkopolis. Right in jungles and jingles.
That's a sellout.
Fries! Whoa!
Don't sell out, Eddie.
Go with it.
Fries! Coleslaw! Given to fry this weekend, poor God was paying tribute to my buddy.
And it's still a hit.
You're in tickets, you're going to pay. I'm going to go over there and have the Cochise burger.
All right. Barry Manilow wrote the jingle for State Farm. True or false?
Somewhere along the lines, I read that's true. I'm going to go ahead and... I was in a treehouse.
Okay.
Making love to the forest.
All right, he says true, Shannon. Do you agree or disagree? Yeah,
that's real. I'm going to agree.
That's right, it is true. O gets a square.
Like a neighbor.
Female Tiffany, you're up. Pick a square.
Bill Cosby.
Whoa.
See, this is a white woman making reparations, picking me because she thinks white people have never given me a break.
Kind of surprised she picked you, to be honest, Bill.
It's the reason I used to have to put all those white ladies to sleep.
Yeah.
They were saying horrible racist stuff, so I knocked them out. Isn't that true, Tiffany? Tiffany, if you have been knocked out by me...
Never.
Want to have a drink?
Bill, you got to stop.
Do you sleep sound? You just kind of always tossing about racistly. I've found that racist people tend to wake up a lot. And then accuse you of things because they're racist. This is the wake up sound sleepers never ever... ever to tell me about your feet.
Bill, you can't ask those questions.
Do you have two? One will do.
Two.
Why are you drooling?
So drooling because there's a lady on the line who I have not knocked out yet. Nothing turns me on more than a yawning white woman.
All right, here's your question,
Look
Bill.
Look at that gob open and close.
True or false, prairie dogs say hello with kisses. Is that true or false?
Say hello with kisses. Who finds that out?
Prairie dogs.
Has it ever been around a prairie dog you wanted to have a greeting with and found out that they smooch?
You just watch them.
And I'm the pervert.
You got a boy prairie dog and a girl
That's
prairie
false.
Dog?
Oh, to each other.
Yeah, they greet
misunderstood
each other.
Because I have a devious brain.
Not you. Not saying hello to
See,
you.
That's how I'm Spanish fly in the world of the prairie dog and then the kiss and then the girl prairie dog falls asleep and the boy prairie dog does what's natural.
True or false,
Which
Bill.
Is rape. Then he digs a hole and he goes underground like good prairie dog should. This is the truth.
All right, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right, it is true. X gets square. All right, Shannon, you can pick Trip Reeb for the block.
Trip Reeb.
Yeah. Trip Reeb in the bottom right.
That's what I'm talking about. Brady just dropped off a bunch of food for me.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'll tell you right now. I like that bone.
Like a stone, you mean?
No. Like that bone at Pork Obelisk. Yeah, like that bone.
Even you sold out to Brady?
Yeah, he's paying top dollar.
Man.
Say hello to savings. Yeah,
this
Brady bought all of it.
What do you don't need the money. Why would you sell out like that?
Because I want a burger in my hand.
All right,
it works
Trip.
For almost all
They'll
of
go
it.
Hungry.
You're not going hungry at these prices.
True or false?
Yeah.
If you have $10 in your pockets and no debts, you're wealthier than 25% of Americans.
You got $10 in your pocket and no debts. You're a billionaire compared to Toledo. How many more?
25% of Americans.
$10 in your pockets and no debt, which means you got $10.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
And good credit. And you haven't hung yourself yet. I would if I had $10 in my pocket. How embarrassing. One of the small bills.
Yeah. Have you even seen one of those?
I didn't know they still made them.
Yeah, they do.
I assumed it was for people like you. As a calling card of poor. I'll say that that's not true. Maybe. No.
No, you got to make a decision.
Yes.
You're the boss. You got to make a decision. True or false?
Yeah.
Yeah? True?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, he says true.
I don't know.
Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right, it is true.
Yeah.
Good block. All right, Tiffany, you're up. Pick a square.
I pick Brady.
In the middle, inappropriate marketing genius. Buying out the squares. It's Brady Bogan.
Business is booming. Hang out.
Did you even pay
this weekend at Porkopolis? I've got no boundaries.
Even Michael Jackson?
What are you talking about?
You paid him? You pay everybody
to show
away
for you? I pay everybody. I don't care so long as people come in. If it's about me, it's happening.
Even Adolf Hitler?
Who?
Adolf.
Adolf Hitler? Why not? He's got a big name. Oh, man.
Really? You would pay Adolf Hitler to endorse you?
I tell you right now, he'd come down in a second and help me out with my burn ends. If he agreed to it for the right price, I'm doing it.
That is awful, Brady.
Nothing cooks quite as good as the burnt ends I've seen. At the Bookopolis. Works for me, Adolf. I just polished off two sound garden salads at Porkopolis, and I'm really happy. This is the final solution for your hunger. Everything works. I'm inappropriate marketing guy. If it gets your attention and brings you in, I'm fine with it.
All right.
Try the suicide hot wings.
Here's your question, Brady. True or false? In Sedona, there is a McDonald's with turquoise arches. The true
Yeah, that's the only place. I've been there. Surprisingly,
have you been
there? Yeah. Imagine that. right there by the Bashes in Sedona.
It's not really baffling that you've been there.
No, no, not at all, really. It's right there by the Antelope Grill and a couple other places. They always have Shamrock Shakes available.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Even in, like, December?
That's right. And you can have them now. We make them at Porkopolis. The Michael J. Fox Shamrock Shake.
Oh.
That's right. I don't care.
True or false?
I'll say that's true.
All right, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Oh.
Shouldn't have done
that. I told you not.
Yeah.
Dummy on.
Oh, gets a square. All right, Shannon the boy, you can win with Jimmy Stewart in the bottom middle.
Let's do it.
All right, Jimmy, it's down to you.
It's a wonderful square.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thanks. How long do you celebrate your birth?
I don't know.
After you're dead.
Forever, if you're a celebrity.
There's a bigger milestone in there. The birth was okay, but that's over
Christmas?
Now. Yeah.
A milestone of Christmas.
Merry Christmas, birth and death day.
When the bell rings, the angel gets his wings.
Well, yeah. Every time a bell rings, I'm still dead. But I get my wings. That's what I do. I tell you what, where I am here, the burnt ends are fantastic.
Oh. See, I thought you were going to go with the wings thing.
The Porkopolis, because the proprietor of the establishment is going to hell.
What do you need money for? You're dead.
Yeah. You'd be surprised.
Oh.
There's still a currency system.
So, like, the Egyptians were right. You should be buried with gold and stuff.
We're blowing it there.
Yeah, damn it.
You gotta, you gotta do it. Well, first day in heaven is kick the shit out of the biggest Egyptian, and you take his stuff and let everybody know you're not gonna get with it around here.
That's a good move. Egyptians go to heaven. Old school one.
Egyptian heaven. It's the fifth floor. See, I knew it was all race based. you guys are way down there.
Here's your question, Jimmy.
Yeah.
True or false?
Yeah.
Santa Claus has a real name. And it's Harvey Keitel.
Harvey? There's an interesting. I have an imaginary friend named Harvey. Yeah. About 6 feet tall. He's got some great big ears. He's here. You want to?
Yeah, is he here?
He's here.
You should ask
come
him.
Come here. Harvey, is Santa Claus the same name as Harvey Keitel? You tell him, Harvey.
You know what you're talking about? Santa Claus' name is not Harvey Keitel. There's only one Harvey Keitel. It is me.
What's wrong with your gut?
I got shot in the gut. It's a gut shot to a rabbit. A rabbit gut shot.
You're going to be okay.
I'm not going to make it.
Did Mr. Orange do that to you?
You got shot by Mr. Orange. I'm a Santa rabbit. And I got shot. What was Joe Claus thinking?
Or was it Mr. Brown?
I got shot in the gut.
He's evidently been wounded in the gut.
The gut is bleeding all over you, Jimmy Stewart. Oh, my God.
What do we do, Jimmy?
Trying to keep up with me because I drive fast, and we're going to get me to the hospital or a veterinarian.
Wait a minute.
I'm a great big bleeding dying rabbit.
The weird thing is, in the movie, though, you weren't shot in the gut. The other
Now guy I've was. Been shot no. in the gut. Pay attention to the plot. It's too hard for you to follow.
You do get
don't
shot
follow.
Eventually in the gut.
I get cut in the gut later.
Okay.
I don't know what to do. Oh, my God. My gut. My little rabbit gut.
All right. True or false? Where's Jimmy?
Harvey's been shot in the gut.
I see that.
It looks just like the red Kool-Aid they serve at Porkopolis.
Let's get it today for $2.29.
Even you, Harvey?
I've been shot in the gut. Oh. And the only thing I regret is not having pork goblets as my last meal.
Man, he bought everybody.
My gut hurts like I'm hungry. Any solutions?
I'll call 911.
That will take forever.
How about a new pork belly?
I got a friend here who's
pork
been,
gut.
He's been shot.
The dirty bird
in the gut.
If they give me the phone, even dying, I'll get through this quicker.
They winged him.
What was the question? What about my gut?
I don't know what the question. Santa Claus has a real name and it's Harvey Keitel. True or false?
Yeah. I don't know. I got a dying imaginary rabbit in here. It looks pretty bad. I got all these nonsense questions you're asking. I got my imaginary rabbit pal, Harvey.
People don't. I don't think they understand.
He's not going to make
imaginary rabbit thing. Look it up.
Every time the bell rings, I get shot in the gut.
Millennials are lost.
And also,
on this
every time a bell rings, someone at Porkopolis gets wings.
Unbelievable. You got no boundaries at all.
We're going too far into history.
We're not going anymore.
We're losing them.
It's going quick.
They say false. Do you agree or disagree?
You're a good kid.
False. Yeah,
that's right. It is false. Shannon, the boy wins. The boy wins.
You're a good kid, Eric. Even though you like the family.
I don't. I do not like the F family.
He just closed the deal on his cousin's guts.
Sew that up, will you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, we imagined a doctor come by and fetch Harvey.
If anybody answered the question, is Santa's real name Harvey Keitel with a true, we'd ended that game anyway.
I think that's right.
You never know on this show.
Come down to my new tribute to soccer plane crashes, the Andes plane crash ribs. Never frozen, always delicious.
Yikes. No boundaries.
I got a new menu item called the Roasted Anne Frankfurter.
Brady just have no shame at
none.
All.
If it promotes the restaurant, he'll do it.
Sad, really.
All right, let's get the hell out of here, shall we? Harvey, once again, almost stole the whole thing.
He always steals.
I know, he scares me. We're done.
Why?
You're a good kid.
Week flew by.
You're a good kid, don't do it. I won't leave if you quote me. I drive fast, I try to keep up. So pretty please, with sugar on top. Fix my gut!
Let's get out of here. Done. Larry McFeely's coming up next, and he is Larry McFeely. So he will have things given to you left and right. You'll be handed things like nobody's business. All you gotta do is listen, and Larry will love you if you ask. That's all you have to do. Larry's in love with love. He's looking for that special lady to send him the right thing. And
he's in love with love?
He's in love with love. That's what it is.
What's that?
What?
I'm text.
Cosby and Ambien slave.
Cosby band.
Oh, Cosby band and Ambien. I see. I get it. Audio slave Ambien.
Racism. You see, that's always
that's racist.
Put me in that situation. It's racist. It's racist to fall asleep in front of me. What do you think I'm going to do?
That's it. Let's go home. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you Monday in the morning sickness. Bye!
Big. Red. Badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass.